This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Las Cruces city officials will be creating a vaccination task force to help coordinate distribution when doses become more widely available. In Albuquerque, officials say nearly 300 first responders with the city's fire and rescue department have received their first shots. Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller said today that the city is supporting the state health department's efforts to make sure all residents have access to both testing and the vaccine as the coronavirus pandemic continues. State health officials today reported an additional 1,201 confirmed COVID-19 cases, pushing the statewide total since the pandemic began closer to 150,000. The death toll in New Mexico also neared 2,600, with an additional 20 fatalities reported today. New Mexico legislators are unveiling initiatives on issues ranging from minimum sick day requirements as a precaution against contagions in the workplace to halting discrimination against racial minorities for hairstyles. The year's first draft bills were posted yesterday on the legislature's website and hint at an ambitious agenda for the annual legislative session that starts on January 19th. Hundreds of bills, resolutions, and proposed constitutional amendments are likely to be heard. A proposal from Democratic State Representative Christine Chandler of Los Alamos would establish a minimum amount of sick leave that can be used to care for family members. Separately, Democratic State Representative Cheryl Williams Stapleton of Albuquerque has drafted legislation that would outlaw schools from discriminating against Black and Native American women's hairstyles. Democratic lawmakers who hold majorities in the State House and Senate are still putting finishing touches on bills about abortion rights, internet access, policing reforms, and recreational cannabis regulations, along with a proposed constitutional amendment to funnel state trust funds toward early childhood education. Three Democratic state senators who initially supported New Mexico's landmark energy law say changes are needed to protect utility customers from significant rate hikes. The 2019 Energy Transition Act allows Public Service Company of New Mexico to recover from customers 100% of costs of closing its coal-fired power plant. The lawmakers are warning that a deregulation provision in the law could expose customers to potentially astronomical costs stemming from other power plant closures in the future. That includes a nuclear plant in Arizona, in which PNM holds a share. Some consumer advocates raised similar concerns when the law was being debated. Aside from mandating more renewable energy, New Mexico's energy law includes a financing mechanism that supporters have said is necessary for the closure of the San Juan generating station near Farmington. It allows PNM to recover investments in the plant by selling bonds that will be paid off by utility customers. This is KUNM.